Hopefully my next guest and her team are enjoying their day. They have lots on their plates, the right place, of course, doing great things in economic development for West Michigan, the West Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center. Let's talk to you, Andrea Romkema, Vice President of Marketing and Communications. Good morning, Andrea.
Morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me on.
You're quite welcome. We have some information to discuss, which does affect us all probably in a roundabout kind of way. So first of all, if one's never heard of the right place, how do you describe your home away from home?
Yeah. So we are West Michigan's economic development organization. So we're working to increase prosperity in West Michigan by helping businesses grow here, stay here, and also attracting new businesses to the area so they can create jobs.
All right, and here we go. Speaking on behalf of what has been happening, I'm going to go strong with give me an update on your PPE.
Yes. So right now, you know, the economy is in a state of recovery. You know, businesses are reopening and welcoming customers back. And one of the things that they need to do that's absolutely critical is personal protective equipment or PPE. So we have several programs and our partners have several programs to connect companies with PPE who need it. So our partners over at Kent County have an excellent program called Kent County Back to Work. And any companies who are in need of PPE and have 100 or fewer employees can apply to receive PPE from the county. So all they need to do is they need to go and apply at kentcountybacktowork.com. And there are still resources available. So this has been going on for a few months, and we know businesses are still in need of PPE. So we want to encourage companies to take advantage of this opportunity. It is still available, and there are resources that they can use. The Right Place has also developed a PPE directory.
Yeah.
And what this is this is an online directory, and it lists local suppliers who are producing these materials that companies can source from. So we have over 100 local suppliers, and my gosh, they're producing
wow.
everything under the sun, you know, everything from hand sanitizer and face shields and masks to, you know, COVID-19 testing kits, thermometers. It's really quite impressive, and there's a list and contact information. So whatever you need, you can probably find it in that directory, and there'll be steps on how you can procure it. So I think this really shows just how strong our region is as a manufacturing center. You know, the fact that so many of our local manufacturers were able to quickly respond to the pandemic and switch over lines and begin producing these materials and these critical supplies for, you know, not only our healthcare system, but all of our businesses now. You know, it's just so impressive. And I'm just humbled to be part of this community, truly.
Sure. Well, you've been certainly doing great work, not only in front of the scenes, but also behind the scenes. Just developing a directory is, 40 hours, I would think, in the week. There you go.
Yes, and it's also constantly being updated. So
sure.
We're adding new companies each week.
Good. And I imagine if you're a company that needs to be added, let you know.
Yeah, please reach out. Let us know. We'd be happy to add you and get you in there.
All right, let's talk. Unemployment rate, what do you have here on behalf of the Right Place?
Yes. So, you know, for many years, our unemployment rate was, you know, around 3%. It didn't fluctuate too much. Obviously, a lot has changed this year with the unemployment rate peaking very high in April. And now, as of July, we're at about 8.4% here in West Michigan. And, you know, keep in mind, this data is about a month behind. But we're at 8.4%. And we're actually trending ahead of both the state and nation, which are around 9% and 10%. So we have reason to be fairly optimistic that the region is going to recover fairly, not quickly, but going to recover well from this crisis. We have a large labor force here in West Michigan, and we're also home to two of the fastest growing counties in West Michigan in terms of population. So these are good indicators. We also have many job opportunities. So we have a large labor force combined with job opportunities, which means that if you're looking for work, there are opportunities for you to be able to get connected to that work versus, you know, the opposite situation where there are many people looking for work and there just aren't opportunities for them. We don't have that happening right now. So that's another reason that, you know, we can be quite hopeful that we will continue recovering from this economic crisis, frankly. However, you know, the recovery will be lopsided, just like the initial recession from the pandemic was lopsided. We know that certain industries were much more affected than other industries by this crisis. So, you know, for example, hospitality industries, aerospace industry, and airlines, furniture, the service sector, these industries were drastically impacted by COVID-19 and the resulting economic fallout, and they will take longer to recover, at least where they're projected to take longer to recover than other industries. And that's what I mean by the lopsidedness, because while you have those dramatic impacts on one hand, on the other hand, you have industries that frankly are growing like crazy and thriving right now through the pandemic. You know, many of our manufacturers that have been able to pivot to PPE have never been busier. So it really just shows that it is going to be a lopsided recovery. Although there's still many reasons to be hopeful.
Now 2020 is a little lopsided, but not to make light of it. Lastly, let's talk a bit of local company growth. Tell me about the companies that are still growing.
Yeah. Speaking of those growing companies, right? So there's a really, really interesting company called Arcanum Alloys that, you know, we announced that they would be relocating their headquarters from Silicon Valley to Kentwood in 2018. And this is a company that they're very high tech, very innovative. They do research on steel, and they supply some of the world's most well-known manufacturing companies. And their R&D and their headquarters are now fully operational here in West Michigan. And since the start of the pandemic, they have grown 30%, which is quite impressive. And they've also added 17 new team members. And they've been attracting talent from not only local universities and around the area, but they've been able to attract talent from all over the country and outside the area to relocate here for these jobs. And they are hiring right now. There are positions open on their website. I think this just shows, again, how some companies, you know, while some are struggling, there are a lot of bright stories about growth that's happening right here in our backyard. And also, with this company being able to attract the high level of talent that they have been, because, you know, many of these positions are PhD research type positions, they've been able to attract these people to West Michigan. And that's part of a broader trend that we're seeing and that's projected to increase here over the next few years, and that is people leaving the large metros and shifting population towards more mid-sized cities, which obviously that trend benefits Grand Rapids, which is a mid-sized city, but people are just finding the amenities that cities like Grand Rapids offer in terms of lower cost of living and quality of life. They're finding that to be very lucrative, and they're picking up and they're moving here, which, you know, for us, we love to see that.
Well, lots to ponder, mostly good stuff under the umbrella of the right place. How do we find out more information in general, Andrea?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can also visit us online at rightplace.org.
All right. We'll speak again. Thanks for keeping your pulse on all things PPE, unemployment rate, and, of course, good things with expanding businesses. Take care, Andrea Rompkema.
Thanks
Enjoy
for
your
having
day.
Me.
Yep, quite welcome.